Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cub Chat Live. We have an awesome new face to Cub Chat Live, but she's been working behind the scenes for a while and not even behind the scenes for a lot of our youth around the country. Listen to this. We're joined by Lindsay. She's a Cub Scout committee member, a Cub Master for PAC 174, Chisholm Trail Assistant Roundtable Commissioner, AOL Den Leader, and she's a chaplain. I just can't believe that resume. Thank you, Lindsay, for joining the show today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
We're always so excited to have a volunteer on who obviously you're representing the committee, the Cub Scout committee, but also, you are really an involved unit leader as well. So it's pretty cool. Definitely resonates with our audience. Shout out to all of our unit leaders tuning in today, whether you are new to the program or you're a seasoned scouting veteran, we're happy to have you. Hello, PAC 84. Hey, Rusty, good to see you. Hi, Tamara. We're so excited to see you. Yes, you're giving
Hi,
behind the scenes
Tamara.
Brian a shout out as well. Yeah, we got to give behind the scenes Brian a shout out. Everybody, today's episode will stay live after it ends. So you'll be able to share this video out, tag someone in the comments who you think benefits from today's topic, and you can catch past episodes of Cub Chat Live at that link at the bottom of the screen. Today, we're talking about fun in the outdoors, outdoor adventures, and how those are going to translate to all ranks in Cub Scouting. Lindsay, I've been talking too much. Let's talk about some outdoor activities and adventures, shall we?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay.
Like I said, I've been Cub Master for a very long time. And being outside and doing outside things is the best way to teach and to engage your scouts. Kids love to be outside. So I don't know if you want to pull up the presentation we got, and then we can kind of just start kind of going through there. So this is just a little reminder of how to get to the Cub, the Den Leader resources, and going through in the scouting.org, lots of different things. Going and doing the Den Leader resources, there's so many wonderful things out there. I personally have written a lot of them and built a lot of activities on there, and so I promise you there's tons of ideas. I see all the time people posting on Facebook, like, I need an idea for this. I need an idea for this. And like, Den Leader resources, definitely go there and check them out. You will not be disappointed. So the next slide. So getting into the outdoor adventure. So outdoors can mean a lot of different things. So I put a lot of different pictures up here because this is the National Cub Scout Committee. Like, the United States is huge and has a variety of different things, right? So whether you are in, rural Montana or down here in, like, Austin, where I'm at in the city, or in New York or California, Florida, anywhere, right? It's go outside. Anything to do with being outside, being in nature, even if it's in an urban area, that's okay. Like, just being outdoors is a way to learn and to experience something that, I don't know, I don't know, it's just nice being outside. Who
Right.
doesn't like
Well,
to
let
go
me
outside,
ask
have
you.
the fresh air and stuff? Like, it's just nice.
Yeah, it's very much like at the heart of scouting. And when we're talking about Cub Scouts, for some, this is their first chance to really embrace the outdoors in this way, particularly in the city. I have a question on that, but before I get to it, let me just give a quick shout out to Sarah from the Congo watching. Pretty cool. We love our international viewers. PAC 3310, Troop 7. 7310 Girls Troop, very cool. Akron, Ohio, shout out. Elgin, Illinois, shout out. Pat Ward is Assistant Council Commissioner, Longhouse Council in Syracuse, New York. Very cool, my mom's from
Hello,
Syracuse. Rob says they're ready for their November PAC camp out, which brings up a good point. This is the time of year where a lot of our units, they're especially in Texas, we're emerging from our indoor days because it's been so hot. Now we're just embracing this nice weather. We're going outside. What a good topic for today. So on that note, because a lot of our units are in cities, I just have to ask, what if, like, we're talking about outdoors a lot, and I know we have some more slides to go through, but what if you don't have access to a big park with lots of trails? How can we still be embracing the outdoors?
Well, there is I mean, just because you're not able to go and find a big park or big trail, like there's still going to be trees in your city. There's still going to be flowers in your city, whether it's like, okay, flowers are coming up through the sidewalk cracks, which is, I think, amazing. It's like nature is awesome. There's going to be, you're going to be able to find a little patch of grass somewhere, right? The best, and that was one of the things I put on there too, is like the schools, right? If you have a school, like they're gonna most likely have a playground. And there's going to be something to do out there, right? Something to look at, rocks to look at, you know, looking at tree roots or looking at, even if you think it's like a weed, that weed is still has a purpose, right? Learning out what that purpose is, you know, is it a dandelion? Is it feeding the bees? Is it grass? Is it holding their dirt together?
Yeah,
There's
so like
always ways to
green space.
explore.
Yeah, green spaces count. So if there's something you
Yeah,
identify as a
absolutely.
green space in your city, that counts. Dorothy chimes in metropolitan parks, botanical gardens, and nature centers. And I always think of our New York City Cub Scouts, our Cub Scouts in Manhattan, as specifically, like they have a huge fishing tournament. They're fishing in New York City. So
That's
there's a
so
space.
cool.
There's a space for you to get out with your Cub Scouts and enjoy the outdoors. The requirement is outdoors. It doesn't mean no concrete in sight, you know?
Yeah,
Speaking
absolutely.
of requirements, what does this look like across ranks?
Yeah, so a couple of different themes, right, that do the outdoors. So as you're gonna like see, the AOL Outdoor Adventure is a little bit different than everybody else's, because the AOL Adventure really kind of focuses in on that camping experience, but that doesn't mean that they can't participate and go outside and do stuff with the pack and be good leaders and practice skills that they should already have under their belt, right? So the main thing across the board is the Cub Scout Six Essentials, right? So it is like across the board, you're going to be learning about that, using them, having them with you, because when we're outside, we need to make sure that we have all the things that we need just in case, because the scout is prepared. And then for the AOLs, they're going to be doing and focusing more on the scout basic essentials, which is like those essential 10 that you can find in their AOL handbook.
Very cool.
And
You're getting
then,
some love in the comments, by the way, Lindsay. Just wanted to read. We know this person. I think everyone watching might know her as well. Audrey Oak says, "Woohoo! Go Lindsay! Seattle's sending our best." So
thanks.
very cool.
I'm just a little bit nervous. It's totally fine though. So
We can't tell you. We're so again. We're so glad to have a fresh face on here. You're fresh face to us, but you are representing the Cub Scout committee. Thanks for all of your work. You just threw out that you wrote a lot of those den leader resources. I mean, thank you. We're all thanking you right now.
Oh, you're welcome.
So
It was
here's
my
one thing.
pleasure. I love doing it. So the next thing on that, on the thing that's across the board, except obviously, the AOL piece, is the taking a walk, right? So when they did the Cub Scout change, they changed it from taking a hike, because a hike, like, it envisions like, okay, I've got to go on a mountain and have sticks and really put it out there. We're like, okay, we'll go take a walk, right? Everybody can take a walk somewhere. So the walk is across the board, going to a trail, going down the sidewalk, going and walking around a track, like anything that you can think of counts as your walk. So that, again, across the board of doing in this particular thing, when you have a multi-level pack, and you can move throughout. And we'll talk a little bit more about the differences between the bear and the mile, and then the Weeblos going up for that 2 mile hike in a little bit when we kind of like break down the schedule. So
Cool, let's drill in a little deeper.
So then next slide. Okay, so then the next one that kind of goes across the board is for the specific requirements is the outdoor code. Now the bear is like going on and full like deep dive into the outdoor code, which I think is fabulous, but that doesn't mean like you can't touch on it for like everybody, right? And give everybody that deep dive, because everybody deserves to have that good deep dive on the outdoor code. And so I just put the three little pieces at the top. So the tiger has a specific requirement, the wolves do, the bears obviously do. It's like all of them. But the Lions, the Weevils, and the AWOLs don't have specific outdoor code requirements in this particular, in these particular adventures. But again, like I said, there's no harm in going over it with everybody because it's worthwhile information.
Fabulous. Quick shout out to Wolfgang, who is another international viewer watching from Germany. Ooh. Thank you for tuning in, Wolfgang.
What time it is over there? Jeez.
Yeah, great question. Wolfgang, let us know. What time is it over there? everyone, we're talking about outdoor adventures, the outdoor required adventures, and how that translates across each rank. That's kind of what we're drilling into right now. But as we're going through this, feel free to share, you know, some of your outdoor activities and ways that you achieve these requirements in your units. Okay, so next up, next slide.
All right, so these are actually the requirements that will have to be done away from this big pack activity, right? Of doing it as a pack. So these are more like, if I have my DIN meeting, then these are the things I can like just add into to make sure that that requirement is checked off. So first off, the tiger, wolf, and the bear will all be able to check this requirement off after this, after you do follow kind of the structure that I've laid out. But the lions still need to understand what saw means. The weeblos will just need to figure out how to plan a walk, right? Using GPS, Google Maps, highlighter on a piece of paper. If you want to go old school.
Analog,
yeah. and then checking the weather for them and knowing like, okay, how do we need to dress and being appropriate and that kind of thing. But as you guys can see, like the AOL adventure for them is really, again, it is campsite, is camping specific, because we are trying to get them ready to cross over into the troop because, you know, we know that troops go camping pretty regularly. And so they need to be comfortable doing all these things and doing all these outdoor things, cooking in the outdoors, setting up tents in the outdoors, and keep food safe in the outdoors and all of these very specific things that they will be focusing on. You're not really able to do that in the full pack setting because like the lions, the poor little lions are not going to be able to, you know, move through that in their little 5-year-old, you know, attention spans.
Sure.
But yeah, so that's kind of like what that's all about. And what you just kind of have to keep in mind, you can choose to do that for like the lions and for the weeblos. You definitely can choose to do that before you go into this pack meeting. So that way, when this pack meeting's done, then it's like, okay, it's all checked off. It's all good. Be the easiest, I think would be the easiest thing to do. So yeah.
Sure. That makes sense. It's pretty cool to see, like, I think it's nice to see, like, looking at all the ranks at once, like how this advances for their mindset. So much of what we've seen in the Cub Scout updates, Cub Scout program updates is like starting to deliver a message at the right time and the right way as scouts get older. And I think we can see that here too. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about Cub Scout walks, like the actual walks, right? What's involved and all that.
Yes. Yep. And going in what that, like, if I'm as Cub Master being like, okay, like, how am I going to be setting out this pack meeting? What is we going to be doing? How is this going to be happening? And what are kind of like the steps of that? So, and just so everyone knows, it's like, I am going on a camp out this weekend. And most likely will be doing this exact thing, like with my cubs, and going on a walk with them. And so this is like a real world thing that I'm even myself like am using and will be using. So, just throwing that out there.
Good thing you contributed to the resources for this.
Yes, I know. So like I said, so prior to the pack meeting, asking the dens and all of your Cub Scouts and making sure they have their Cub Scout 6 essentials, preferably like in a backpack or even like a string bag, is going to be helpful so that way we can keep their hands free and that it's always going to be with them. And they will be using that later in the meeting. So it's really important that they have that. gathering medical and consent forms. We want to make sure, because we are going on a walk, that we need to have our medical A and B forms and the consent forms for that. And so that we know if anything comes up, a leader will be prepared for anything that comes up. So, and then as the leader, or maybe if you have like an outdoor chair, or maybe you could even put this onto like the Weeblos and asking like the den leader of the Weeblos that they could find the place to accommodate up to the 2 miles of walking. And that would be a good thing of like, oh, hey, like our Weeblos are going to plan where we're going to go walk. And then they've already checked off that requirement. And so up to 2 miles of walking. So not everybody is going to be doing that 2 miles, but you want to be able to get, you don't want to go like a quarter of a mile back, quarter of a mile back. Like that's just, that's going to be boring, right? So you want to be able to go far enough distance to keep it interesting, so to speak. So then the next thing is our gathering activity. And if you see, I don't know if it would be too hard to go to that slide. It's like 2 slides up.
Yeah, we'll show what this gathering activity can look like. This is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So Squarefoot Bingo. So I actually made this and created it. And that link right there is where you can go and you can find it. You can print it out. So essentially what it is like you just get like a piece of paracord and you just tie it in a circle and you just line them around. And then you print out this card, you buddy your scouts up as they come in into the area where you're having the meeting, right? Because if you're at a park, you're at a trail, you don't want them like, you know, like running around all over the place. You want to keep them pretty close and within distance enough to like, hey, it's time to go kind of thing, right? So you're putting them out and then they get the cards and then they're going and they're inspecting with their buddy of what's inside the circle and if they can check it off on their bingo card. And so they have different circles to go and explore different parts of the grass or the sidewalk or a tree or whatever. You can literally put them anywhere.
This is so fun. And I'm just imagining little Cub Scouts zoomed in on the ground, looking so hard for that minuscule ant so they can put the bug or ant got on there. That's so fun. Also, just a reminder, if you're watching, behind the scenes, Brian dropped a link to the Squarefoot Bingo card in the comments, so you can access it there.
Cool. Thanks, Brian. and so then the next thing, let's see here.
You want us to go back 2 slides?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Sorry.
Okay, so then the next one is the flag opening. And doing potentially like an opening song, if you feel comfortable doing an opening song outside. Some people may be a little nervous of drawing like too much attention to themselves, or, you know, however it is that you want to do that. But for a flag ceremony, doing a side is very easy to do. You don't need to have a full flag. If you have your uniforms on, you have your flag on your shirt, and so you can use your shirt as a flag. Sometimes what we've done is we actually, if we can see the moon, because, you know, depending on the time of day, sometimes you can know where the moon is. If you turn and you face the moon, there's a flag on the moon, and we do our flag ceremony with the moon.
That's so smart.
It's fun. The kids like it. And they're like, where's the moon? Or if like you're in the city or something, you could probably find a little flag someplace, or you can get a little like little flag that you could carry around. And so that way you don't have to bring your full big flags with you to take it on the walk or to leave it there or anything like that. Which you certainly can, like it's completely up to you on how you want to do that. But I did include, we don't have to go back to it, but I did include, one of my friends, who's actually on the national, committee, Sherry, Smotherton Short. She has a blog, and a website for, Cub Scout Ideas. And so I pulled a little thing from her, it's like a little card. You can print out little cards and have them like for the scouts and stuff, and it's very easy for them to read, very basic flag ceremony. And so on
And
here,
shout
she has
out to
the opening and
Sherry.
the closing.
She's been on
So
the show with us before too.
she
We're lucky
has,
to
she's so great.
she is.
Hopefully she's feeling okay today. So yeah, so that's that. So going back to the schedule. Right, so then kind of getting into it, right? So we've put all the things away, we've gathered up our paracords, we've done our flag ceremony, we are ready to go on the walk. However, we always have to make sure that we buddy up, right? We always have to have a buddy when we go for our walk, and do anything outside. So just having them buddy up, and depending on the size den or the size pack that you have, I like to buddy up older scouts with younger scouts, to really help them in that leadership role, in that space of growing into the leader that we want them to be, right? And giving them that opportunity. And they have such a good time with it. They really, really do. So, and I never, I this is for me, like I never put siblings together as a buddy because it usually never ends well. Maybe there's like siblings out there who like, oh, I love, I always want to be with them, but usually it ends up in some kind of fight, and I'm like, okay, like let's separate. So, but again, up to you how you want to do it. And then as they're buddied up, then doing the going over the Cub Scout six essentials. So this is where you would sit down before you go on the walk, make sure everybody has everything they need. I included a game that is from the Wolf, from the Wolf Den leader resources. And you can do that, or they can just pull it out and you guys can talk about it super quick. This is like a 5 minute thing, to just go over and review and make sure everybody has everything that they need. So, and then you get up and you go on your walk, right? So as we're going on our walk, we always want to have at least one leader in the front where no Cub Scouts are going in front of that leader, and we always want to have one leader in the back where there's no slackers and they're like pulling up the line, and so no cubs get left behind. So then everybody else, parents and whoever else is in there in the middle, goes on walk. So has anybody like, just checking in, like is this sounding like something you've done? Like have you guys done on a walk? Like what kind of things have you guys done to help move things along and work on that
Yeah,
with your pack?
so we're calling out for ideas from audience. How has this worked for you? Have you guys done a walk with your pack, with your units before? Let us know how that worked. I have a question. What's the
Sure.
ideal number here? Can you have too many Cub Scouts involved?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, nice.
I think the more that you have, you may have to, if you have like 100 or more, like that's a pretty big line, right? And so like maybe there's opportunity to like break it apart, being like, okay, this track is gonna go this way, this track is gonna go this way, and then we're gonna meet back together. But no, there's outdoors is big enough for everybody, and so yeah, there's no limit on how many cubs can go. Even if it's just one is still good. So
Sounds right to me. Oh, I also want to read a comment we got from Kim because I know she's in New York City. She says, we go on our city hikes here in New York City and we stop and go over our six essentials, L&T, what's L&T principles?
leave
And
no
hand,
trace.
leave no trace principles and hand motions and outdoor code along the trail. That sounds very much in line with what you've outlined here. Y'all keep those comments coming. Love to hear a little bit about how your outdoor walks have gone, what you do. I know we don't have you for that much longer, Lindsay. The
Yeah, it is. Oh my God.
time
Ah, it's like,
is
yeah.
flying.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Okay. So we'll continue on. Okay. So as you're doing your walk, so you're gonna do three stops. All right. So actually pop back over to the slide right before. All right. So stop number one. All right. So you're gonna break it up into three groups. Okay. And I put up there like breaking them up into Weebles and Bears, Lions, Tigers and Wolves, and AOLs. And they're each gonna kind of discuss those different things. Right. So then you sit down, like, oh, okay, we're discussing the different things. And again, checking off those requirements of what they need. And then they go back into the walk. Okay, and then you can go to the next slide. And then look at the next stop, number two. So stop number two is everybody, right? If you want to, like, depending again on how big your pack is, if you have like 60 plus kids or 40 plus kids, and that's too many, you can break them up into smaller groups, but still talking about the outdoor code, going through, asking them questions, doing hand signs, that kind of thing, helping them remember it. And again, especially if you have the bears, you're really going to have to kind of do a little bit of that deep dive to make sure that they're checking off those requirements. And also, because this is a little bit of a longer break, it's a good time to have some water, maybe have their snack from their pack, and have that time to just kind of like rest. And then continue walking. Doo, 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 doo. And then you go into stop number three, and you break into your three groups. And these groups are going to be different than the ones before. So the first one, lions and tigers. The second one is wolves. And the third one will be bears, Weeblos, and AOLs. And again, talking about those three different things for each group to make sure that we're checking off those requirements. So all of those three stops happening before the 0.5 half a mile mark. So that way, when you hit that mark, everyone can turn around and then go back, right? Except if, and go back. And then if when we're done, the Weeblos want to go and do that again to complete their 2 mile trek, they have the option to do that. So the den leader can say, hey, we're still going to continue on after they do the closing ceremony and everything. We're going to go back, do our mile, and then come back and finish that up and finish up that requirement for them. So that's pretty much the basic of like this kind of like outdoor adventure and doing this walk and going and experiencing nature in the best way possible. So.
Thank you for laying it out for us. And I think that's about as close as we can get to experiencing it while just reading it. It makes me want to go
Good. You
do
should.
it. Okay, so now do you want to jump ahead to your Cub Master Minute?
Yes. So my Cub Master Minute is just about the joy of getting outside. When talking about the walk you just had, and actually, I'll just read it and give you guys a little my little Cub Master Minute. Taking a moment to celebrate because it is important to get outdoors. Okay, in our busy lives, it's so easy to forget the simple joys of being outside. But when we step outside and we open ourselves up to adventure, discovery, and fun, whether it's walking through the woods, playing games in the park, sitting under the stars, or just being outside, has so much to offer. So here's some reasons why we all need to go outside. Connecting with nature. When we're outside, we get to see the beauty of our planet, no matter where it is. We hear the rustle of the leaves, we feel the breeze on our face, and appreciate the wonders of our life. Being outside makes us having physical activity. That is an aim of Scouts, right? Of making sure that we are physically active and doing what we need to do. So being outdoors, keeping us healthy and strong, biking, climbing, however it is that we can get our exercise, and then building friendships. The best memories that I can have as a kid is being outside and going and exploring and playing in the mud and building and climbing trees and all those fun things. So going outside and just experiencing and making memories. And then finally, like learning opportunities. There's so many things to learn when we go outside. And because outdoors is the best classroom there is possible. So getting and making the commitment of getting outside more, whether it's planning a family walk at night, going and finding a new park someplace, or simply just playing in our backyards. Every moment that we have spent outside is a chance to learn, grow, and enjoy ourselves. So, yeah. Thank
Beautifully said.
you.
And awesome little link there if you guys are looking to snag that and use that Cub Master Minute yourselves. So love it. Okay, I think we have a few other little resources too here as we're rounding out today's show. If you have time, or are we good?
So, super quick. So I wanted to give like a super quick shout out to Sam Houston Council. They like I pulled a lot of stuff from their site, like fabulous stuff, like across the multi-level den. Definitely go and check them out. They have it's laid out very, very well. And then from the awesome ideas from leaders. A couple next slides is things that I saw on Facebook of, again, making out the outdoors interesting. So learning the leave no trace principles with hand signs is always a great way to connect that for kids and how to make sure that we learn that. And then the next one I think is absolutely fabulous. So great shout out from Melissa Eden and Rachel Richards from PAC 1785 and 1786. They created a Pokemon safari where they went and they bought little Pokemon critters and like put them along their route. Mm-hmm. And they did like different, I don't know, that's like they talked about having like different activities to do with each one. And like, it was just so cool. I was that's like, so oh my fun. Gosh, like what kids are not going to love finding Pokemon out in like the real world?
It's an analog Pokemon Go. Or it's, yeah. I guess it's like the real Pokemon.
Yeah, it's just a real Pokemon Go. Yeah. And they have like little cards that like they made cards and stuff. I mean, it looked amazing. So awesome job. I totally would want to be a part of that. and then another one from Jared Reese and Pack 396. Like he printed out on wood, like laser cut it, and he would hang them around in different parts for his scouts to find, take a picture of. And like that is such a motivational way to get kids to go outside and explore and being like, okay, it's like treasure hunting. And so kids yes. love to find things. So I think that is super, super fun.
Thank you for highlighting what units are doing around the country. I think yeah. that's a really fun idea. I think, again, just a reminder for everybody watching this video, we'll stay live after the show. So please tag somebody yeah. you think might benefit from some of these ideas. And yeah, here's a bunch more resources if we yeah, didn't have enough.
Yeah, again, a bunch more. And then also, you know, the Cub Scout Volunteers Facebook group is where, like, I find so many great, great things. You do not need to reinvent the wheel if you don't want to. But you certainly can. I mean, hence, like, Pokemon Go. We wouldn't have, like, real-world Pokemon Go if somebody didn't decide to, like, reinvent that. But there's so many great ways to get kids outside and having fun, and parents too, like making sure that the parents are also having fun, and enjoying their time, you know, spent with their kids. So
fantastic. So many good ideas. Also want to say, Kim said Sam Houston Council is the best. I love that they're getting recognition even in New York. Very cool. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. One more time, I'll say today's show will remain on after we are live. So you can share this. You can keep the conversation going. Please keep sharing your outdoor activity
please,
ideas
yes.
and walk ideas. Let's keep this conversation alive. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You can view past episodes at scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive. Lindsay, is there anything else you want to add? Anything else we need to cover before we let you go?
Just go outside. Let the wind hit your face.
I've got to tell you, the second I'm done with work today, I am going outside. It's so nice out there. I can't wait. It's going to be a good day. Well, it already is, just because I know the weather.
It already
nice
is a great
there.
Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Lindsay. I hope you'll come back on the show sometime soon.
Sure will. Yeah,
thanks for everything you've done. Yeah, thanks for everything you've done in Cub Scouting so far, and all your work on these awesome resources as the Cub Scout program has launched its updates. So pretty cool.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive. For all our past video episodes, you can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.